This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly chat about politics and more. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. The Great Lakes would become a high-consequence area for oil spills under a bill in the U.S. Senate. Senator Gary Peters says that will make the Straits of Mackinac safer. Environmental groups say a more than 60-year-old oil pipeline that goes across the straits is a high risk. Enbridge, the company that runs the pipe, says it's safe. Senator Peters introduced this legislation within a larger bill that reauthorizes the agency that inspects pipelines. That agency is called PHMSA. And Senator Peters joins us right now. Thanks for coming on.
Well, it's good to be with you.
When we spoke in August, you told me that you wanted to look at getting the pipeline out of the Straits of Mackinac eventually, and you wanted to take steps towards that. Does this legislation do that?
It does move us down that direction, but as we are heading that direction, I want to make sure that we have the most stringent, the toughest safety requirements possible. And that's what will be provided with amendments that I was able to get onto this bill to deal with the Great Lakes Basin.
This bill would designate the Great Lakes as a high-consequence area. What would that do to make the Great Lakes safer from an oil spill?
Well, it puts in the most stringent requirements that PHMSA has, and they're going to be strengthened even further with this reauthorization. So it's going to increase the inspections, it increases the reporting, it increases the standards that companies have to meet for those pipelines. So that will enhance the safety and protect the Great Lakes. For example, Kalamazoo River was not a high-consequence area before the accident, and we certainly see that it should have been a high-consequence area given the amount of contamination and what happened to the watershed.
You originally unveiled a different bill back in September with Senator Stabenow that would have done similar things. However, one of the things that bill would have done that this one doesn't is ban oil tankers on the Great Lakes. What happened to that piece?
Well, that piece can still go forward. It just can't go through with this the bill before us. The bill that that is moving is the PHMSA reauthorization. PHMSA is the federal agency that oversees pipeline safety. And typically what happens here in the Senate is that you have not that many bills move, so you always look for a bill that's moving to attach key elements of legislation that I've proposed on. And so you know, here's a case where we're reauthorizing the federal agency that oversees pipelines. It was an opportunity to take key pieces of the legislation that I introduced and get it signed into law, but riding along the PHMSA reauthorization. But because this legislation deals just with pipelines, we couldn't put in the provision with tankers. That will await another day. That battle is still out there. I'm going to continue to fight that battle, and we just have to wait for the right moment to be able to move that through the Senate. But it's certainly my intent to continue to work on that part of the bill.
We've also talked about the lack of funding for the federal agency that's in charge of inspecting these pipelines. The long acronym for the agency is PHMSA. Your bill would increase the amount PHMSA could get by 2%, not the amount it will necessarily get, because obviously this isn't an appropriations bill, but the amount it could get. What could a 2% increase really do for PHMSA if they were to get this money?
Well, it's a help for them. It was a compromise of what we needed to get additional resources. They do need more resources for their oversight. This is an authorization bill, so first you pass the authorization and then you get the appropriations to cover it. So it doesn't mean, we can try to get more as we go through the appropriations process as well, but we thought it was important to put this in authorizing language, that a strong statement that PHMSA does need additional resources. You know, this is a tough time to get additional resources for any federal agency right now, given where we are with the federal deficit, and money is not easy to come by, but having an increase is a statement that this agency definitely needs more resources. So I think the important thing is, even to get a bill that has an increase, to be able to pass out of Senate committee, and we've passed it unanimously. You know, not a whole lot of things pass here unanimously, and certainly your listeners know it's difficult to get a lot of legislation through Congress now. So we were able to pass this unanimously, both Democrats, Republicans coming together, including a bill that actually asked for an increase in funding.
One of the things that several environmental groups are pushing for is to shut down the line. Some have said maybe perhaps Line 5 should be shut down during the winter when it's more difficult to clean up in the event of a spill. So if PHMSA were to determine that Line 5 posed a catastrophic risk, like some environmental groups say it does, What could PHMSA and the federal government actually do? I mean, do they have the power to shut it down?
They could make it so that they can't operate during certain periods if they think it's an emergency type situation. And I think, and that's why it was so important for me to get language in the bill to require a response plan to include what happens if there is ice cover and complete ice cover, but it's any kind of ice coverage, but particularly complete ice coverage. In my discussions that I've had with folks, including the Coast Guard, who would have their oversight responsibilities for the cleanup to make sure that folks were doing what they're supposed to be doing, the Coast Guard officials certainly raise the alarm that they're not confident that there could be adequate cleanup with heavy ice conditions. You know, it's sometimes difficult for their icebreaker to get through the straits during the middle of the winter. So you can imagine having a pipeline break underneath the surface of the water, and yet that water is completely covered with thick ice. It's gonna move very rapidly, and we aren't going to be able to stop it. So I think that leads, when we see that in these response plans, we're going to watch those very closely. But when they come back with a response plan that basically says this is an extremely difficult, if not impossible, task, I think that certainly leads to the question that perhaps you should not be operating a pipeline, particularly through a highly sensitive area, if we know we can't clean up an accident. And, you know, and I mentioned a highly sensitive area. The University of Michigan came out with a recent study that said in the whole Great Lakes Basin, the absolute worst place for an oil spill would be the Straits of Mackinac, given the currents that go east and west and change daily, and the sheer volume of water that goes through the straits, equal to, according to the study, equal to 10 times that of Niagara Falls. So to have that oil break there in the middle of the winter with ice cover and spreading, and you can imagine when the ice melted, the damage that could have occurred. And from an economic standpoint, when you got Mackinac Island, our number one tourist attraction right there, it would be catastrophic.
Senator Gary Peters, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure, always.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News Radio.